Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, December 13th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 27 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Kind of chilly this morning. Fruitcake Eve, as they say, Fruitcake Toss Eve. Coming up here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Don't miss this for love nor money, as they say. So many things going on with the Fruitcake Toss. We've got all our entrants in, nearly 50 people. We're going to have Buckeyes on hand, a.k.a. chestnuts for everybody. Good possibility that we might have hot chocolate. I certainly hope that we will, but if we don't, we'll soldier on through that. There's a good possibility that there'll be a symphony, a band there performing music. We'll have music on our own behalf for the big sing-along with Matt and Carrington. A plaque for the winner. Four passes to the Columbus Zoo, the zoo lights down in Columbus, possibly more things added to this, the prize winnings that night. We'll know more as time goes on. It's a big event. Upper Crust Society award presentation to former Mayor Jack Kellogg and the Fruitcake Toss itself. More women entered this year than ever before. Now, who's going to be the woman that's going to pull it off? We've got Sarah, we've got Carrington, we've got Judy Summers, we've got Tracy Lee, we've got Fruitcake Lily, we have got Sheila Evans, we've got Linda Sims, we've got Mrs. Welsh, we've got, let's see here, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy. We've got Lois Fisher, we've got Rebecca Morgan, we've got Abby, we've got a pretty good amount of women in this competition. And I believe one of them could win. 7 p.m. tomorrow, 685 Delaware Avenue. Now remember, if you want to listen to the event, it will air tomorrow night at 9:15 on this station. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything to say in regard to the Fruitcake Toss or anything else we have talked about this morning, from Fruitcake Toss to all the things going on down at City Hall, all kinds of stuff to talk about this time of year. Now, I do also want to make mention that... Well, we might have to take up a free will donation for this band if that ends up happening tomorrow night at the Fruitcake Toss. All right. Got a package the other day from our devoted listeners, Ted and Carol Jolliffe. I certainly am glad that they sent this along. It's kind of interesting. It's from the Marion Star. It's the Harding Vault Donor History Revealed is the title of the article here, and it talks about the late Merle Hamilton among those responsible for the work that was underway at the time this article was written in regard to the Harding Receiving Vault, which I wish more people went to. This is what the article says. It's a lengthy article, but I'm going to read some parts of it. The Marion Star, October 13th, 2008, front page article. Local students add items to Marion Cemetery's time capsule. I would like to add more on the receiving vault and give credit to those that donated money for this renovation project. During the fundraising and with the economy the way it is back in 2008, we were prepared to return the money raised when Merle Hamilton told the writer of this article, no way. That vault needs repaired as it is on the National Register of Historical Places. We raised $3,200 and Merle donated $10,000, putting it over the top. The following companies and individuals also donated: Sika Corporation, Jerry Davis, Oliver Hamilton, Grace Semancic, Noon Kiwanis, Lou Conkle, Dan Christman Family, Dorothy Young, Charles Chrysler, Trella Romine, Robert Lush Family, VFW 3313, and Simcote. So the work was underway. Now, I'll tell you what's interesting. There's a little history behind this vault here, which is fascinating. As early as 1878, a resolution was passed by the association that a receiving vault should be built as early a date as possible, but as the matter was left discretionary with the trustees, nothing was done until the money was on hand to pay for the building of it. In 1879, a feeling that the time had come for action, the trustees, A.H. Kling, P.O. Sharpless, and George Crawford, after receiving all the information they could in reference to such structures, and after examining plans offered for their inspection, decided in favor of a plan with specifications furnished by D.W. Gibbs, architect, Toledo, Ohio. The materials used in its construction are brick for the double arch of the vault, proper limestone, with Beria stone, I guess, trimmings for the front walls, and the vestibule is floored with black and white tile, and the ceiling is made of ash, and vault, the vault itself is floored with cement and has for use funeral occasions, a fine carpet, curtains, taking it from a gloomy appearance once seen in receptacles for the dead. So that's how it came to be back in 1879. But what's interesting about this, you know, President Warren Harding and Florence Harding were both in the receiving vault. Now, part of the problem was here, was that, I'm going to read this part of the article. President Warren G. Harding died on August 2nd, 1923, and all of Marion and the country mourned his death. On August 10th, 1923, the body was placed in the receiving vault, and a military guard was placed there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. These were a select group of soldiers from the 10th U.S. Infantry and the 5th Division. The guards carried a loaded Springfield 6. On November 21st, 1924, Florence Kling DeWolf Harding died, and her body was also placed in the receiving vault. The official dedication of the Harding Memorial was June 16, 1931, by President Herbert Hoover. Also in attendance were former President Calvin Coolidge, who was President Harding's vice president. To further explain why a receiving vault was built, there were no laws in Ohio to keep grave robbers from digging up bodies and selling them to the medical schools, one of which was the Starling Medical School in Columbus, Ohio. They would dig at night with wood shovels to muffle the sound. The easiest way would be to dig at one end of the casket, make a hole large enough in the wood casket, and pull the body out. Oh, my goodness. There were people who would hire people to guard graves to keep them from this happening. Boy, oh, boy. How about that? After a period of time, these bodies would be no use for medical purposes. There were also times when the ground was too frozen for hand digging, and they were placed in a vault until the ground thawed. Okay. The part of the vault that you cannot see to the south behind the gates is a 17 feet, 3 inch deep part. The sides are 4 feet, 6 inches high, then rounded to a 13 foot ceiling. It is also 21 feet to the east and to the west. Several bodies could be stored there until the spring thaw. Isn't that nice? Many people incorrectly believe the vault was built for Harding until the memorial was built. The vault is on the National Register of Historic Places. So, the receiving vault over in the Marion Cemetery was not built necessarily for President Harding, although he was in there, and Mrs. Harding, but was built so grave robbers could not do what they were doing. Boy, they named those people, right, didn't they? Grave robbers? My goodness gracious. Anyway, any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. And again, we thank Ted and Carol Jolliffe for the article. Very interesting stuff on Marion history. 740-751-4038. It's nice that we have the receiving vault. You know, that's one of those places that a lot of people do not know about, but I think it's interesting to visit in the Marion Cemetery. A matter of fact, this past summer, I went over there and visited that area and showed it to a few people who had never seen it before. I think it's a great part of Marion history, but can you imagine that? It was not illegal to rob graves, and I guess you could just sell them to the medical schools. In any event, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 on Fruitcake Eve, as they say, here in Marion. Big Fruitcake Eve. Fruitcake Toss Eve, as it were. All right, let's take a phone call here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just got through hearing that. Thank you for putting that on the air. And I had a part there circled. Was that the columnist that wrote that, Searcher?
You know, it was.
Yeah, was he any? I wonder if he's any relation to our Mayor Scott.
You know, that's a good question. He does spell it the same way.
And then do you see where his boy in the Eagle Scouts, he got awards for something down there at the bottom, but the Searcher's name in there, so maybe the next time you put a notation when you talk to Scott, just ask him off the wall, and he could just either say yes or no.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me that a lot of people do think that receiving vault was built for the Hardings, but apparently not.
I was under the impression of that all the time, that that's what it was, and I thought, boy, what an honor to have that at, like, the unknown soldiers after they said about the guards and everything, you know?
Yeah, you know, it must have been a sight here in Marion for soldiers to be guarding that with both the president and the first lady in there, because that went on from 1924 until 1931, so many years.
You know, right here, south town on 423, as you go past, say, Marion-Cardington Road area and going towards Waldo, you know, when I've lived out here over 30 years, that the boys, they had metal detectors, and they went around. They found U.S. Buttons and stuff off of soldiers' shirts and clothing here. So the part that I live in from 423, they marched clear over this country right in here, around Smeltzer Road and stuff, and they camped in these areas. And there is signs, you know, of the soldiers in this area. So really, we run over the roads and stuff, and really in the history part of Marion County, it's a very interesting county that what happened in the early days that maybe wasn't been publicized correctly, you know, and it's just taken for granted. But not by me. It's a proud thing to know and everything, and that's why I love Marion City and County. And, you know, Scott, as far as the fruitcake toss, I was never aware. I thought that was your doings of not liking the fruitcake, but I don't know how many places in the United States that's taking place. It's just like I thought it was just a one-time thing, and what a thing Marion was going to have on a one-time thing, but it's happening other places, too. I was never, I take a different outlook on the fruitcake toss other than it's happened all over, and the way they're trying to present it to us here, that somebody found out about it. Did you ever read on that and get the
idea? You know, no, I didn't. You know, honestly, the fruitcake toss did come about because of my dislike of fruitcake. I did not know at that time that other fruitcake tosses went on, which is a very interesting thing that other ones do. But, you know, it's kind of funny because if you search anything that goes on here in Marion, like groundhogs, for example, everybody's got a groundhog.
Yeah.
We certainly are not the only one with a groundhog. And any idea that you have probably is done or has been done about 10 other places. I think what's unique about ours is the, you know, now tomorrow we might have this symphony there. We're going to have the singing, the prizes. I think the people who participate, and I think everybody does it a little differently. I think they put their own little stamp on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, on that article, I had notation there. I left a phone call at the main office, and that would be right up there where we're going to have the toss, and it's on the recording. I said, for Scott Spears. It's coincidental. If you look at that paper, the date, it says December the 14th, 2008, so 15 years ago. And isn't it coincidental we're talking here, and tomorrow is December 14th, and
tomorrow.
It was on the 2008 paper, and a fella, maybe, what would you call that fellow there? Was he affiliated with the Marion Star as a one that writes the articles there, that searcher?
You know, as near as I can tell, it looks like he was just a contributor. It doesn't look like he was employed, but you never know.
Okay, but it's pretty cool that date's coming up, and we're talking about it right as of today. That was 15 years ago that article was printed.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So we'll give the Marion Star credit. They was doing a good job at the time, but things just happen to fall by the wayside, and we accept it, but we don't downgrade what we did have, and very proud of what we have and what we're going to have. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Anything you'd like to talk about, 740-751-4038. We can talk about the Hardings, the Receiving Vault, Marion History, Fruitcake Toss coming up tomorrow. You know, honestly, I really did. The Fruitcake Toss idea did come about because of my dislike of fruitcake. Now, I would have never guessed that there were other places that tossed fruitcakes. And, you know, I guess that's just one of those things, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know that grave robbing thing?
Yeah.
That went on for years before it was, you know, stopped.
Well, I did not know that. I mean, I think it probably still goes on to some degree, but I didn't know it was legalized for so long.
You know, and there was a famous doctor, you know, he was back in the day, this was in the 1800s, he knew the most about, you know, the human body and stuff. And you know how he ended up dying?
How's that?
Caught a disease that one of those dead bodies had.
Yeah, see?
You know, they didn't wear gloves and, you know, keep their hands washed and stuff like that back in the day like they should have. And, he was not a real, you know, old guy. I think he was probably, you know, around 30 or less. And he caught something from those bodies and killed him.
Well, in this article, it looks like 1924 that you could still do that. I don't know why that would have, why in the world would that ever have been legal? Did they just not pass a law saying it was illegal?
I don't know. You know, that went on for freaking years, and Hal was never. When did they pass the law to stop it?
You know, that I don't know. I know that in 24, according to this article, it was still legal, and that's why they put the president and first lady's body in the receiving vault. A vault, which is maybe why a lot of people think it was built for them, which it wasn't, to keep them safe, I guess.
That's unreal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's fascinating in a way.
It might still be legal, just the medical community don't buy them no more.
Well, I don't know how long a body stays useful. I would not guess very long when you bury it.
Yeah, just a few days.
Well, why wouldn't they ask for it beforehand? I mean, isn't that the time to ask for the body?
I don't know. We got where you can donate, you know, your body to science now, so it don't have to be people digging them up.
Well, no, if you want to donate your body, and that, you know, I think that's fine, but I just don't understand why. How could you encourage somebody to go rob a grave of a freshly planted body just for medical research? I mean, that seems a little morbid to me.
Well, they're getting a pretty good chunk of money out of them, so, you know, it was kind of easy to talk them into it, probably.
You know, how would you even know, unless somebody saw you do it, that the body was robbed?
I don't know. Unless I doubt they took the time to fill it in. Once they got that body, I bet you they, you know, boogied.
Now, does it surprise to you at all that they're throwing fruitcakes across this country? I think everybody should throw their fruitcakes. They're certainly not worth eating.
Yeah, don't surprise me. There's something like, you know, there's so many festivals. There's other popcorn festivals, too.
Oh, yeah, there's other popcorn. Well, matter of fact, right next door in Indiana, they pride themselves as being popcorn king.
You know, people always love a good festival. This fruitcake toss might be a little bit bigger or better if it was done, you know, during the early spring or late fall.
Well, see, I see it more of a Christmas event.
Yeah, I do too, but...
And I think that's why... And I think that also is another niche that our event has. I've never really checked on when other people do their fruitcake tossing, but I do know that they have different divisions and kind of a different way of doing it. I don't think they do it exactly the same way we do it, and certainly at the holiday time, because ours is definitely a holiday event. And if we've got that symphony out there tomorrow, that's a whole new twist. I don't know that any fruitcake toss ever had a symphony.
Well, maybe if this continues to get bigger, it could be a festival, you know, a two-day event or something. You know, hold it uptown, hold it there at the fairgrounds or something.
Well, just this year, we've added music, we've added Buckeyes, we've added the Upper Crust Society plaque presentation, possibly hot chocolate. You know, we've added a lot of things this year.
Yeah, I hope a lot of them show up. I ain't gonna be able to make it there, but...
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because we try to cram it into a 45-minute program, so whoever shows up, and we'll have fun regardless.
Sounds good.
Yep, thanks.
Yep.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 38 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you guys are talking about the fruitcake toss. You know, if you could eventually start having food trucks come over there, you draw a much bigger crowd, and then you have different divisions, a men's division, the woman's division, a kid's divisions, and then let them all compete against one another. You could really make that thing a really big thing for Marion.
Well, you know what's interesting about it? It started out so... very small, just on the idea one morning where somebody said, are you going to have, because we had the initial fruitcake toss, and that was basically out of my dislike of fruitcakes, and then we were just going to stop it. It was just going to be a one-time only thing, and somebody called in and said, are you going to do that again this year? And I said, well, if we get 30 people in,
then we'll do it. We're not going to do it for under 30 people. And we got 30 people, and everybody showed up and threw it. That went well. That continued last year, really with no change. Now this year, we've added Buckeyes, we've added hot chocolate, we've added music, we've added the plaque presentation to Jack Kellogg. And, you know, I'm looking at this list, to be honest with you, there are a lot of definite yeses on this list, regardless of who shows up or not. And now to cram this into a 45-minute program, which is really what it was supposed to be, I don't know if we'll get it all in 45 minutes.
You might have to carry over into the next hour.
Well, we might, because I look at the list. I know Ted will be there. I know Adam will be there. Dr. Davis and Kerr Murray have said they'll both be there. Sarah Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, me, Matt, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble. Those are all definite yeses. Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, all definite yeses. Mayor Kellogg definitely will be there. Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh. They're all definites. Sheriff Bales, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Becky Morgan, Sean, and Weasel Boy, I believe are all definite yeses. So just if that group showed up, that's a pretty big crowd.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you could really, I mean, that's how everything starts out, just little thing, you know, it starts out small, and then they just keep growing it and growing it.
Well,
and
the
Popcorn Festival started out small. Look at it now.
Now, who do you see on me as the odds-on favorite to win this?
Got the slightest idea, because I don't know what any of them people look like or how they swing.
Well, that's the interesting thing. Like, people we don't know about, Tyler Wilson, Glenn Jerome, Caleb Rice, you know, Matt has never competed, Carrington's never competed. There were a lot of first-time competitors on here.
Yeah.
So
I guarantee the person that wins will be the one that throws it the farthest.
You know, I hear that could happen. I hear that could happen. Have you had any more thoughts on the whole situation going on at City Hall? Because we had to do a little clarification this morning in regard to the Bill Collins situation.
No, I missed that. I didn't turn the radio on until about 10 minutes to 9.
Well, just basically that he wanted to make sure that it was clarified that he will not appoint her to that position until after he's in office and can do so. I can't remember misrepresenting that yesterday, but if we did, we'll clarify it.
What I remember was, you know, he was just talking that she was going to be appointed to that position January 5th. Well, that's after he becomes mayor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty much implied that he can't do anything until he's officially mayor. So,
yeah, I think the big question is just how did it happen? How did that all happen? Because clearly Mayor Schertzer did not do that, and he called for her resignation. So how did we get there? I guess is really, and that's why I hope Bill does come on and explain that, because I think it's that's the question.
Yeah, I hope he does too, and I hope I hear about it so I can listen to it.
Yep. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fruitcake Toss Eve. You know, it really is no shock to me that other people would be tossing fruitcakes. I think everybody, as I said, should toss their fruitcakes. But our fruitcake toss is extra special because we're doing it, and we've got extra special people involved. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. All right. Any more on anything we've talked about this morning? The fruitcake toss, stuff going on at City Hall. What else is going on in the world? Well, will the hot chocolate show up? That seems to be in it. We'll be able to talk about that on Friday, that's for sure. Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I was wondering, maybe the fruitcake toss could turn into an event like the peanut push and benefit the Salvation Army or Christmas Clearinghouse or, you know, some other charity in town.
You know, I thought about that. The only worry I had was I think the donation comes in when you nominate the person. And I was worried, even though the Peanut Push donation is low, that somebody would have to pay to nominate somebody. And I don't know if people want to do that at this point. I think it's hard to get that done. Yeah. And most of the money raised now for those events seems to be done by the motorcycle clubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, it was just a thought.
No, but, you know, it is interesting because I thought at the Fruitcake Toss it would be interesting to take up maybe a goodwill donation. That way, if people do really want to give to a cause that time of year, well, that would be a good thing to do.
Right. You know, you could drop it in one of the red kettles or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they're out there. Thank goodness.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fruitcake Toss Eve. There's been a lot of talk about raising money for a good cause, and I think we probably would like to do that. I just think maybe it's better on Fruitcake Toss night to allow people to make a goodwill donation if they like to a certain cause, if we picked one like Salvation Army or something like that. That way, if you want to donate, you can. If you have the money, you can. I know a lot of people don't have a lot of money this time of year. So I think that's maybe what we'll do. Like I say, if this group of musicians who are young kids show up tomorrow, you know, maybe that'll be our goodwill donation this year. I don't know. I don't know how that will all shake out. I think it's probably all dependent on if they show up. Does anybody like the idea of doing a free will donation on Fruitcake Night? If you like the idea or dislike the idea or have any thoughts at all on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Should we take up a goodwill donation on Fruitcake Night for a charity this time of year? You know, so many people donate time and effort to put this event on. That's also another part of it. As I said, we've got the people involved with the chestnuts, the Buckeyes, the hot chocolate, the plaques, the zoo tickets, the fruitcakes, possibly the band, the people singing tomorrow night. A lot of people donate their time and effort to pull off an event like this. So I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on a free will donation? At least if it's a free will donation, if you want to donate, you can. And if you don't want to donate, you don't have to, and we won't base it on the nomination. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I thought instead of money, maybe like that guy that did the Christmas thing, the wooden cutouts, he was taking up for the animals. I think it was just dogs, but I'm not for sure. Or that lady down there, Home to Homeless. And about 3 years ago, I went to one. I never can find that place again until after Christmas, around Barks Road, and he was taking up for the service guys, like toothpaste, deodorant.
Right, right. And I think that would probably be the best way to do it. I think it would just be difficult to let everybody know who's coming to bring an item, unless we did it way back when we started. You know, Salvation Army is a great cause. I think the homeless shelter is a great cause. I think things like that are a good cause. And if this band shows up, the fact that these young kids would be willing to perform out there, you know, I think that's a good cause, kind of continuing their music education.
Yeah, I think the homeless, I don't know if they, everybody, but they figured out, like, California, I don't know if they get almost millions and billions, and they can't figure out where the money's going. Well, it's probably going into people's pockets, you know what I mean? The people over probably have mansions. But I don't know if, like, the animals have anybody to, they get any kind of thing from the city or something like that, or the veterans, you know, or one time I saw a police dog. They were wanting a police dog. But I think the schools took up for that. But, you know, it wouldn't have to be money.
No,
it could be like an item.
Right. I don't know what ability we would have to, if a lot of people donated things like that, the ability to transport those items to that event. I don't know what'll happen tomorrow night. We might still take up a free will donation just to see how it goes. If people want
the people, like somebody, this guy for the service people, it was his house, but like if it was for an animal shelter, those people could be there. And they could handle it. You wouldn't have anything to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They could,
right.
If they got any donations or didn't, they would transport it and do all that stuff. But yeah, I think something like that would be neat.
I certainly think the fruitcake toss is shaping up to be some kind of event tomorrow night.
Yeah, it really sounds like it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and there may be hot chocolate. I can't believe that finally came back around.
Well, I was wondering about that.
Okay. Well, we'll see. It's like a 70-30 right now in favor, I think.
Well, in a way, I think it would be good to have it like on a Saturday or Sunday of a daytime. If we're more kids, they would need a smaller fruitcake. You know, the toss, more like a family thing. That late at night, you know, it's 7. Some kids go to bed 8, 9, and, you know, I think the daytime would be better, you know, is what I'm trying to say.
Now, what do you think about the idea of having this this kind of symphonic music band there tomorrow night?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of nice, but if it's freezing weather, I don't see how you could do that.
You know, it,
like, you know, or a lot of snow, I don't know.
You know,
that
it doesn't...
would be neat.
The weather report looks pretty good for us. It's going to be in the 30s, but I don't see any snow or any rain, so that looks pretty good.
Yeah, because later on, if it gets to be quite a bit, you might need, you know, to have it over like at the, I don't know how you could do it, the Coliseum, the fairgrounds, and throw it inside. You know, you're not going to damage anything. A lot of people can't take the cold, you know, if it's really freezing and different stuff. You know, there's a lot of things you can think about in different groups. I know some want men, you know, and women, and you should have a kids group, and then, like me, you should have a senior citizens group. Somebody over 65 has that group. You know, it gets to be a lot when you start breaking it down. It really gets to be, if it's just for fun, maybe just one group, I don't know. You know, you can always figure that stuff out later and things. But
well, I'm interested, yeah. Well,
it's something people can go to, but to me, it's kind of family. And to me, I think a Saturday, maybe Sunday, or 2 days, I don't know if you'd want it that cold of weather, 2 days. And, you know, you could invite these people that have these little, what do you call them, these little things where they park and eat, where you could go buy stuff if you wanted to, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that, you know. To me, the fairgrounds, I think there's quite a bit of parking and stuff. Because I don't know how much parking is back of the city hall and things. But, you know, as you do it, you can just keep changing things. But
well, I think stuff. We'll learn a lot from tomorrow night. I think depending on this band, depending on the hot chocolate, depending on the Buckeyes, depending on the plaque presentation, depending on the sing-along, I think we'll learn a lot from tomorrow night's event.
Yes, Scott, when you give, like, I'm trying to think, in February, that, what is it that comes out, the CZ Shadow, I can't even think.
Oh, again. The groundhog.
Yeah, I think maybe, because I got that plaque, I think it would be better to have a plaque made, you know, like with a groundhog's head, and then just stencil in the people's name and keep it at the office. You know what I mean?
Oh, for the fruitcake toss?
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, like, maybe have a fruitcake and who wins. Well, give them something, but also have it, you know, in your office, a fruitcake, and then list the year and their name.
Well, we could keep the same fruitcake there because they never go bad.
No, I mean like a plaque. You know, the plaque that I got, I think it would be better just to have like one with the groundhog and then put the year and put the person's name.
We might do that because, you know, right now it's Ralph Thacker, Donovan Bauer, and Ed Pickett. And then, obviously, whoever wins tomorrow night.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know if in your office, not too, when people come to see you, you know, they'll see it and stuff. But instead of having to make all these, you know, a lot of different plaques, I think that would be kind of neat just to have one.
Just add a name every year.
Uh-huh. And every year, you know, you can sit there and read the names off or whatever and everything.
Well, we'll definitely have fun tomorrow night. So we'll see how it all shakes out and goes from
maybe
there.
Maybe you could ask the listeners, you know, about the fruitcake toss stuff to do, and then for that groundhog, and then your board there, just look at and go with the ideas, what you think you can do or something.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because right after this fruitcake toss, we got to start looking toward the groundhog coming up in just about, less than 2 months after that.
Yeah, I know, time's flying.
Time flies. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'm open to ideas in regard to the fruitcake toss. Certainly, as I say, we've added a lot to it this year. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
You know what they do in Manitou Springs, Colorado, right, Scott?
Is that where the second biggest fruitcake toss happens?
That is where it is.
Okay. What do they do?
We know the biggest one's right here in M-Town.
Oh, of course.
But, they take up like a, because sometimes, like you said, money can be hard to come by around the holidays, or if you're like me, any time of year. So maybe a canned good for the local food pantry.
Yeah, I like that because really in the beginning we did think about, because I know the Peanut Push and a lot of other events have always worked off when you nominate somebody, that's where the donation comes in. But the problem with that, I always felt, was the person doing the nomination has to pay the money, and maybe they don't have it. And then the person participating doesn't have to pay anything. And, I wanted something that everybody could participate in, young or old, no matter what your condition. And also that you didn't have to pay to do it. Now, raising money to do something, I like, but maybe just it should be on people's, it should be up to them, that we're not going to force it on them.
And I can't, well, how do you feel about the canned good?
I don't mind
the cardboard box and everybody put a canned good in.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. You know, I think what we're going to try this year, you know, as I think about it as the morning goes on, next year I think we might do something like that, because that way we can let everybody know who's participating beforehand. This is what you would need to bring. But I think tomorrow we might, maybe Salvation Army, maybe the homeless shelter, maybe this group of musicians, because they are kids pretty much, and see what people are willing to give in a free will donation. And if it's a substantial amount, then we can go to a group or maybe an item.
Maybe we could come to the realization that nobody's ever going to find Laddie Boy's color. We could chuck a 5G in there.
Laddie Boy's color is going to turn up one day. If it takes me 40 years, we're going to find that color.
I just love pulling your chain. Well, Debbie Downer's going to go back to the West Side. Have a good show.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, remember, if you're not participating in the fruitcake toss, you can still come out and watch it. It's tomorrow night. It's the event of the season, didn't you know? 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. We're only going to be out there for an hour because it is going to be chilly. Thank goodness, no rain, no snow in the forecast at this particular point. 740-751-4038. Under a minute to go here on this Wednesday morning, Fruitcake Eve. I thank everybody who called in this morning. It's always fun to talk to everybody. I'm glad that we had the calls, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Maybe we'll have some interviews tomorrow. It will be Fruitcake Day. It's like Christmas Day coming up here tomorrow in Marion, and the excitement is heavy. Again, don't forget the fruitcake toss tomorrow night, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. Remember to remind your people, if you nominated them, just give them a little reminder today or tomorrow to remember to show up. And also, remember that the program will air, if you can't make it, at 9:15 tomorrow night. So don't miss that. All right, for this Wednesday, Fruitcake Eve, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Exactly right. Now, Pat, at Christmas time, do you decorate the house up?
I have gotten to do so less and less, Scott, because I don't live with my children. I'm on the East Coast, they're on the West Coast. And I have gotten to be a lazy old lady. That is hard work.